This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Harry, it's Buddy here. You're listening to Willip and Dibs on 95.7, The Game.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah,
I want to make sure this is clear. All I said was...
Stand on it!
Well, yeah, I am. Diminish. For now. Like, give him a look. Give him a breather. It's kind of like in baseball where you're like, yeah, we're giving him a day off. Just watch the game for a second. This is all starting to roll downhill in the wrong direction. And yes, Buddy Hield might come out and hit 5 threes tonight. I'm fully aware of that. But let's not act like I'm reacting to just last night. The fan base has been frustrated with Buddy Hield for many moons.
Yep.
This is multiple weeks that went back to 2024. Quite frankly,
a bigger point that you've made, and I'm not trying to like rate your points against your other points, but the body language and some of the nonverbals we're seeing on the court from the likes of Steph and Draymond. Jimmy's new. I don't think that he's even reacting like that. But as a fan, I look at Buddy Hield and I look at, you know, three good games in a row and then two bad games in a row after that. And I also think about what Steve Kerr has said when he talked about Klay Thompson, and Buddy is not Klay. He'll never be Klay. But when you have a shooter, and that's what Buddy is, and he'll never be as good as Steph or Klay.
Shooter.
But when you have a shooter, the only thing you can do with a shooter is let them shoot their way through it and shoot their way out of it. Buddy is 3 of 14 from 3 the last two games, but before that, he was 12 of 26, which is better, not elite, but better than he has been the last two games. And last night was a little bit more than just missing shots.
Sure, that's where
no
I'm getting
turnovers.
At.
Didn't have any turnovers, yeah, but you, if he's not making shots, what good are you?
If you're not making shots, the other stuff starts getting more eyeballs, and the other stuff, let's be real, is not Buddy's strength.
Like, well, none of it is. That's what I'm saying.
Buddy Hield,
defense, passing, positional
just
defense,
floor presence,
decision, basketball IQ,
yes, decision making, all of it.
Like, Buddy is really good at making shots. And if you're not doing that, then what are we doing, right?
What are we doing?
Right.
So, anyway.
So, I get that.
They're caught in a little bit of a spot because they don't have a lot of great options at two guard. And Jonathan Kuminga is hurt. And then here's Buddy Hield doing this. And on certain nights, it feels like he's killing you. Joe in San Jose. Hi, Joe. Thanks for calling Willard and Dibs.
Oh, my God. Thank you guys for taking my call. First of all, that was a very good game last night. Very entertaining. The Warriors fought hard. They came back. So, basically what you guys are saying is that the Warriors beat themselves last night.
To a degree, they were...
Kyrie beat them.
Kyrie beat them. The refs didn't help. But, yeah, they didn't help themselves.
Where's my stripes?
Okay, now my question to you is, I agree with you on Buddy Hield, but you know, those mistakes, just, you got to clean that up when it's crunch time down, gone and trying to make the playoffs. They have to be cleaned up. So my question to you guys is, isn't that the Warriors' cultural, those turnovers and these stupid plays, turnovers, is that that's a reflection on the coach? Because they've been having these problems long before Buddy Hield got here, and now the margin of error is really on the spotlight. You just can't make those mistakes. So what do you guys think about that? Because Kerr has to take some blame for this, too. You can't just, you know, give him a free ride on this, too. Is that just the Warriors' culture, or what is it? Because that's been a problem for a long time. They've been able to shoot their way out of it. Now they can't. So what do you guys think about that?
Joe, I mean, it's a fair question. I'm not big on the word culture in that conversation. That's just me. Like, I don't think turnovers are part of your culture. I would refer to it as tendencies. I think the Warriors through the years have often had a tendency to do that. And you're right. They had the talent in previous years to overcome that. But I also think it's part of the way that a Steph Curry offense runs. It's just, that's part of it. And Steph Curry is still running the offense. And he's not as good anymore. So you're right. There are going to be nights where that bites you maybe more so than in the past because you can't just overcome it with overwhelming talent. So does that mean it's on Steve Kerr? I guess, of course, he has to shoulder some of the blame. I also think, though, like you only really come down a coach's road for something like that if you're like, oh, here's this other thing that you could do that would make all of that go away. Steve Kerr's been on our show for 2 years screaming about turnovers. It's not like you're not telling him, but Steph Curry, straw stirs drink, this is his way. I don't mean he's trying to turn the ball over, but the style of a 6'2", 190-pound superstar is going to lead to ball movement and extra passes and different things that, yes, open you up to more turnovers.
Agreed. I think that last night for me, if you want to look at Steve Kerr, and you and I have had this debate about whether or not, you know, a coach can go in the locker room and say, you know, we're going to give him hell. We're going to hit him now. We're going to hit him high. We're going to hit him low. Whatever the motivational rah-rah crap is that a coach can do, I look at this team this year, and they've come out in many first quarters, and they've been a little bit flat.
Sure.
They've been somnambulant, which is another word for sleepy. And last night, I'm looking at the game log right now, and I'm trying to find when they had the lead. Other than when they were up 6-4. They led 6-4, and beyond that, they trailed in the first quarter, the second quarter, the third quarter, and, you know, Teddy KGB from Rounders, they kept hanging around and hanging around. You're better than Dallas when they're depleted. Even though you're on the road, you're rested, you're better, and you never took that game by the scruff of its neck. And then you got to the fourth quarter, and now you're down 10 or you're down 12, and now you're ready to try and rally. That, for me, becomes more of the part of the culture that I'd like to address, where these are games where you should jump on a team, get up early, jump on them, you're better, show that first quarter urgency, and you didn't.
Yeah, no, that's all fair. You and I have had this debate before, and I don't necessarily know if there's a way to get to a right or a wrong answer. In professional sports,
yep.
I don't really look to the coach for rah-rah motivation. That's just me. I've never been a professional athlete, so I don't know. But when you're in youth sports, high school sports, even college sports, I do think it's different than professional sports, okay? Steph Curry is about to be a 37-year-old man with multiple kids and multiple rings. I don't think that...
Four of each, by the way.
Right. I don't think he needs to be told, like, oh my God, I was kind of not really feeling it. But then Steve Kerr, who's been talking to me for over a decade, he came in here and he went, okay. And he threw craft services on the floor. And he said, here's what we're doing tonight. And it was only then that I decided to be motivated for this game. I just don't see it that way.
Like, I agree with you.
In professional sports, it is on the player.
Right.
So that's how I feel.
The player, or the players, they led 6-4. And the next time they led, they came from 10 down with 6 minutes left, and they fought all the way back to take a lead, 102-101, on a Steph Curry 3 with 3:30 left. last time they had the lead. So if you wouldn't have had to fight back from 10 down, maybe you would have had more energy. Maybe you would have had more of a wherewithal to close that out, not have the refs job you, not have Kyrie take you over, and whatever else happened. That, to me, becomes a bigger issue. And it's not about Steve, you know, we're going to hit him high, we're going to hit him low, and rah, 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 sis, boom, bah. It's about the veterans on the team showing up in the first quarter and making an effort to have the lead. Because we know the Warriors are very good at front running, and they're not good at coming from behind. Yeah. They're kind of like the Niners like
that. Although, yesterday, that was like, it's one of the reasons I walked out of yesterday, like, super frustrated. But then an hour later, I'm like, okay, look, they're still a better basketball team than they were 2 weeks ago. And that rally, that little 10-0 run or whatever it was, there in the fourth quarter, we've seen very little of that this year. But last night we did. And so it was like, that was good. You got yourself to the final minute. You gave yourself a punch or shot. It didn't go your way. Not a moral victory. But, you're right. They're not great at coming from behind, but they were last night. They came from behind
to take a one-point lead.
Yeah.
And that's my point. It was a 13-2 run, and then from that point where you got the lead, Dallas closed you out on a 10-5 run, and you lost the game. And I guess that, for me, Mark, is where I sit, because the Warriors have played more clutch games than any team in the association. Last night should not have been a clutch game. You were better than Dallas. They were depleted. And, yeah, Kyrie, give Kyrie 45, give him 50, whatever, and Klay had a game.
He was all right.
Yeah, he was fine. He had 17 on like 15 shots, whatever. But those are the games that frustrate me, because you should be better than that. And this kind of leads me to my bigger point about the Warriors and Steph Curry, is that Steph is not good enough anymore to carry you night in and night out. And last night, Steph Curry, he needed 23 shots to get 25 points. That's not very efficient.
No.
Steph Curry was not great. He needed 23 shots to get to that point. And, you know, Jimmy Butler, 21 points on 17 shots. And the rest of the team didn't contribute a ton. And you lost a game that you shouldn't have lost.
888-957-9570, the number. Again, the knockout keyword and Warriors Live are all going to be tucked in together here in about 45 minutes. Glad you're with us. Steve Kerr said something on the podium last night that I think we just have to address it. We will here in a minute, but let's keep talking to you. Dave in the city is here with Willard and Dibs. Hey, Dave, what are you doing?
What's up, fellas? Kaboom.
Kaboom.
I just want to say, once we get Kuminga back, I think we could slide Moody into that two-guard position and just leave him there. I think Buddy is way better off the bench. If you look at his numbers, he's way better off the bench, actually. I think though that they need to give Pat Spencer a little bit more time instead of Pods, because Pods was missing layups left and right yesterday, and maybe call up Kevin Knox out of the G League to give us another shooter on the bench.
The Pat Spencer, Dave, thanks very much. The Pat Spencer thing, I heard it came up on the morning show too. And it's easy to, like, chuckle at it, but I do have some sort of odd curiosity about Pat Spencer. I certainly don't think he's going to put a cape on and come in and save the Warriors. I don't think that. But every time you watch Pat Spencer play, you do walk away with, oh, that's actually an NBA player. Because he does not come in that package. You're like, what? Who brought this guy? And then he plays, and you're like, oh, all right, you're not afraid, and you athletically, you're fine. You're fine. You can do some things. I don't know. I mean, look, he's a bench player right now. He's a garbage time player. But if Buddy Hield continues to do stuff like he did last night, I wouldn't shy away from giving him a few more minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not the answer. I understand
that. No, he's not. And, you know, the more I think about it, it just kind of hit me, and you'll love this comp on who he is. It's a cross-sports comp.
Okay.
He's Mike Yastrzemski. Pat Spencer is 28 years old in his second year in the Association.
That's a good call.
And you know that Pat Spencer's history is as a lacrosse player.
Correct.
He was like a four-time All-American or like three-time player of the year.
He's a great athlete.
Amazing athlete. Yeah. And the guy who kind of came to basketball a little bit later. And the fact that he's almost 29, his birthday is July 4th, so by the time you get to next year, he will be 29, and yet he's played in only 28 games in his career. Oh. So it's easy to look at Pat and go, yeah, flavor of the month, but if you look at how many games he's played meaningful minutes, it's not a lot.
It's almost none. Right. Yeah, no, to me, that's like, that's a Band-Aid, and it's probably a generic brand, but so I'm not like, again, that's not the answer. But if you keep, if guys are getting frustrated with Buddy Hield, I wouldn't hesitate on a given night to be like, dude, Pat, get in there. Listen, I there were moments in my high school career. You know how when you're in your high school, when you're in the, when you're in the earlier year of your 2 year run, like on Frost Off and you're a freshman, and on varsity you're a junior.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
And so there are guys ahead of you. And they're going to get most of the playing time. I've had years where I was Pat Spencer. And here's what I mean by that. Not that I was an amazing athlete like Pat Spencer. What I mean is I was the guy on the bench who the coach would say, go get into the game when I'm ticked off at the starter. Like, if you're going to be out, if you're going to start throwing the ball all over the place and you're going to miss your defensive assignments, you're going to do it two or three possessions in a row, the coach is going to stomp the ground with his foot. And he's going to turn. I still remember when he would do this sometimes. And he'd look up and down the bench. Do I have options? Do I have options? Damn it, I don't have options. But I'm so mad. Willard, get in there. Get in there. And you go in there and you run around for 3 minutes with your hair on fire because you're like, I'm in the game. I'm in the game. And then he'd be like, okay, that's enough. Get out of the game.
Right.
And that's what we would do. You could do that with Pat. You could do that with Pat.
You're allowed to.
And you're not going to lose the game because of it.
Pat Spencer, in his career, or actually in this year, he is 2 of 14 from 3. Actually, that's his career. I'm sorry. He was 2 of 12 this year, 2 of 14 for his career. So if you're looking for him to go in there and replace Buddy and stretch the defense,
I'm
you're looking for Pat Spencer to go in there and commit 2 or 3 fouls and mess it up a little bit.
I'm actually looking for him to not mess it up. That's kind of the point. You're looking for somebody to go in there and just go in there and make the right decision for a few minutes. Like, that's what Guy Santos does really well. Just go in there.
Well, Guy can rebound.
I know, but he makes winning plays. And I do think Pat is, again, we've seen very little.
Right.
But when you watch him, you're like, oh, he does good things. I'm not saying he's a knockdown shooter, but go in there and, like, don't throw the ball away. How about that? Can we do that?
Fine.
Go in there and don't
mess
up.
I'll remind you that Buddy Hield had no turnovers yesterday.
I understand
that. As we're looking at Buddy. A lot of this is about Buddy.
That's a stat, though. He also, he leads the team in stink eye. He leads the team in stink eye from his teammates.
Agreed, but if we're going to get in, you know, for the remainder of our hour and 10 minutes today, if we're going to do Pat and Guy and... I mean, Quentin, and I mean, what are we doing? If we're going to really get to this point,
this is where we are.
It's not where we are.
It is.
Not where we are.
Quentin Post is starting some of these games.
Right, and Quentin Post last night didn't play.
Right.
He barely played. And, you know, if you want to talk about TJD, fine. He's a guy who has at least a little bit of a track record, and we're not going to sit here and talk about Jackson Rowe to the rescue. I mean, if that's what we're doing, then let's start talking about the mock draft and the lottery.
Again.
Because that's not the answer.
No, and I think I said that right off the top. My point is in a moment, you know, like Buddy Hield needs, I don't want to say to be checked. He has a great attitude. But if the rest of the team is starting to stink eye him because they don't understand the moves and the plays that he keeps making, then yes, at least in a moment, you have to be able to stick somebody else on the court. He's getting too many minutes right now.
Buddy Hield needs to be featured. Get Buddy some good looks. Get him some clean looks. Let Buddy eat. If we're going to go to Jackson and Pat and Guy and like some of the various other two-way guys,
I asked for authenticity.
Nonsense.
I asked for authenticity. I can always tell.
And I'm giving it to you.
No, you're not.
Buddy eat.
You do not believe
that. Let Buddy cook.
Let's let Telmo eat. Telmo, in the
I'm
city.
I'm going to eat it.
Come on, Telmo. What are you doing?
Fellas, listen. How many years has it been now that Juan Toscano-Anderson or this guy or that guy has a good two games and all of a sudden it's let him get more run, let him cook, and we keep doing this Like, we're going to do this to the ends of the earth with just infinity times. Like, to Dibley's point, he's running a little material right now with the buddy thing. But come on, we can't do that. It needs to be consistent. You can't just put Pat Spencer in there to teach somebody a lesson. This is a $10 billion franchise, not a high school JV team, because a little Timmy showed up for practice late.
Well, hold on, Telmo. Telmo, I'm not going to let you do that to people who have jerseys. They've earned these things, and I'm not talking about teaching a lesson. But if you're gonna say, look, this is a $1 billion industry, we don't have playtime in the sandbox. Well, then what is it that you call it when Buddy Hield is out there making unthinkably bad decisions? Like, to me, that's the same point. We don't have time for this. Mike Dunleavy just said today on this station that felt like two losses. We don't have time for 1-9 and I don't know where to pass the ball in a big moment. And Pat Spencer's not doing that. And Quentin Post is not doing that. Buddy Hield is doing that.
You don't have time, but you have time to, let's throw Pat Spencer in there for 4 minutes and see what happens?
Yes.
We have time for that?
Yes, we do.
Come on.
Because
if we did, Steve Kerr would do that.
No.
If we did, Steve Kerr would have already done that.
No, he wouldn't have.
And you're talking about Buddy Hield. We know Buddy Hield hasn't had good run, but he got up good shots yesterday. Watching the beginning of the game, there were shots that literally rolled around the rim twice and came out. They weren't necessarily bad shots. It's just a game of makes and misses. Steph Curry had a volume night. Wasn't great. They deferred to Jimmy Butler at the end. He's taking a two-point shot with 10 seconds left on the clock. That doesn't make any sense. If he scores that right there and they tie the game, you still give Dallas 10 seconds back.
Right.
So the point of this thing is, like, there's a number of decisions that by most of the team yesterday that led to that loss, and it wasn't on Buddy Hield. And if we're going to talk about stink eye, look at how much stink eye Kuminga gets on oftentimes when he's on the court and making terrible decisions.
I don't think Kuminga gets any stink eye, and I want to reiterate my point because you're making a bunch of points that are fair, but they're not reiterating or they're not going against what I said. I'm not making this all about last night. There's no way, if you're a Warrior fan, you could sit here or look me in the eye or have a conversation when you're on the radio and tell me right now that you're loving watching Buddy Hield play for the last 2 months. You can't do it. You flat out can't do it.
Well, you're not loving a lot of it.
That's fine.
You know, you watched Pods last night. He missed two layups.
But Pods
isn't very good. So
right, but
if you take Buddy's minutes away, you're giving him to Pods.
Pods has been really good since he got back from the injury.
He's been better.
Really good.
I wouldn't say that he's been really good.
He's been good.
And you're looking at Buddy's small sample.
I think that's my point.
Look at the 3 games before. He was really good.
Dibs, I'm looking at the large sample. You cannot make a case to me that in 2025, and quite frankly since before the holidays, that Buddy Hield's been playing good basketball. It's shocking to me that there's some of you out there that want to defend this. Like, I don't care that he shot the ball 9 times. I'm not mad at him for missing shots that just barely went in and out last night. This is a larger issue right now, and it is clearly one.
Well, the larger issue for me is that
he is not playing well for a long period of time.
And you've got a lot of guys who aren't playing well.
Like who?
Like Brandon. Look at Brandon Podziemski inside of 5 feet. The guy, he misses at least two layups every single game.
Brandon Podziemski, since he came back from injury, has absolutely looked like the guy who made the all-rookie team last year. Like, no question.
He's been fine.
Yes.
He's
so that's
fine.
What we're talking about.
Buddy's been hot and cold. And the last couple of games,
Buddy's
cold.
Been hot,
but before
cold,
that,
cold,
he's been hot.
And cold and then hot and then cold and cold and cold.
Yeah, I think you're looking at too small a sample.
And again, you're the one who pointed this out. I'm not focusing even on the shot. I'm looking at body language. And his teammates look annoyed. And I don't see that with anyone else. That point that Telmo made right there at the end.
About Kuminga?
He doesn't get stink eye from Steph.
Well, he was a couple months ago, for sure.
When?
All the time.
Jonathan Kuminga?
He was getting some stink eye. Absolutely. Maybe not to where Buddy got
that.
Last night.
I don't
but,
see that. I don't see that.
You know, I think it's easy to look at last night and look at a 1-for-9 performance, but I would not blame last night on Buddy Hield.
And
they didn't lose because of Buddy Hield.
Didn't. How many times do I have to say this?
I'm not saying you did.
I'm not
I'm
talking
just saying
about
that
last night.
I'm not
night.
Looking at last night and saying that Buddy Hield lost him the game.
Nor am I. I am on this day, February 13th, based on last night and many, 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 many nights in a row before it, saying that way more often than not, Buddy Hield is not performing the way he needs to and now appears to be getting to a point where he is bothering his teammates. That's the point I'm trying to make. I don't care that he went 1-for-9 last night. That's not, I'm not, guys have bad shooting nights. Guys have bad shooting nights.
Pod's 0-for-2.
Yeah, over.
Yeah, and 3 for his last 15 from three.
Yeah, over two.
Yeah.
Yeah, although he does all kinds of other stuff on the court that are really, really heady plays.
6 for his last 25 from three.
Right.
That's bad.
Yeah, it is. Warriors are in Houston tonight. Means Warriors Live starts at 4. We're coming up on that pretty quick. Presented by Xfinity. Stream sports from the best seat in the house with Xfinity. Bring on the good stuff. Also, safety on roads and freeways starts at Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change for all vehicle types. Friendly technicians check fluids, wipers, lights, tires, and more while you stay in your vehicle. Locations, coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com. All right, we still got plenty of time for your calls. Warriors Live, half hour away. Plus, the key word for today's entrant into the knockout tournament also coming up at 4. Coming up next, we'll get to those comments from Kerr last night that we really think are discussion worthy. This is Willard and Dibbs.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Wow!
Thompson to Irving. He takes a three, a heat check three, and rattles it home. Back-to-back triples for Irving, and it's a 12-point lead. A 17-6 run for the Mavs. Curry drives, gets bumped, no call. Rebound goes to Christie. And again, the young official swallowed the whistle. Irving for three, got another one. It's 77-62.
Dub Nation, it's Steve Kerr. You're listening to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game.
Only the great Tim Roy could keep up with the play-by-play, nail every piece of it, and tuck in a little pow, a little rib shot to the refs
right
in the middle of the call. Attaboy, Tim. Out of bed.
And the young official swallowed the whistle.
Again.
Right. And I'm going to pull that up here. It was 77-62.
You mad, bro?
No, I'm not mad until I see it. It was Curry, 8-footer driving finger roll, and the young official swallowed the whistle.
Curry!
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay. That's right. Yeah, I'm looking at the play now. Yeah.
It's a tough night for the refs.
Well,
you admitted that.
No.
It's a tough night.
Agreed, but, and this is one where Steph drives in, he gets bumped, and then he looks at the ref, and so, you know.
Yeah.
When Steph looks at a ref after there's contact.
You're supposed to blow the whistle.
Correct. Although they never do with Steph.
Not with Steph.
No.
They do with that LeBron guy.
They do it with a lot of guys.
Yeah, they do.
Including Kyrie on a rip-through where Moses Moody just, you know.
Well, that was a foul. It just shouldn't have been a three-shot foul.
It depends.
Should have been a two-shot. Well, the rule. You love the rules.
I do love the rule.
Yeah, well.
And the rule is
a swing through, that's a two-shot foul.
That was not a swing through. He pulled up and, you know,
disagreed.
Eventually his left arm was the only one that came up because Moses Moody had his right arm trapped. So,
right.
You know, and that's one that is, it's subject to interpretation.
Aren't they all?
They are.
Aren't they all?
But yeah. What's not subject to interpretation is Moses Moody going out to guard him and putting his hand in the cookie jar.
Yeah, it's a foul.
Foolish.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What's also not up for debate, that was a kick ball and you screwed it up, ref.
Agreed, yeah.
Yeah, in a major, major moment in the game. Major moment.
That was early fourth, but yeah.
But
it turned out to be big.
Uncle Mo was just starting to come toward the Warriors and that interrupted it big time. I think it was like an 8-point game went back to 10 or something.
7-9. Yep, okay. You're right. Absolutely right.
So anyway, all right. 888-957-9570. It is time for Triples for Autism, brought to you by Pettinelli Financial Partners and the Autism Society, San Francisco Bay Area. Warriors made 10 three-pointers last night, just enough for yet another donation from Pettinelli to the Autism Society in San Francisco. Steph made 4, Moody GP2, couple apiece, Buddy Hield, and Quentin Post each had 1. That's the 31st donation of the year for Triples for Autism. To make a donation to autism yourself, or if you'd like to get involved, we invite you to go to sfautismsociety.org. And that was Triples for Autism, brought to you by Pettinelli Financial Partners and the Autism Society San Francisco Bay Area. Pettinelli is here for you, offering financial guidance and support throughout life's milestones. Go to PettinelliFP.com. So, Steve Kerr had a point last night, but I also, as a fan, I can only respond to it with authenticity. and tell you that it doesn't feel good when we continually have to go through this. Here's what I'm saying, and I wonder how this grabs you. So here's Steve Kerr talking about whether or not the guys, and by the way, they are fully available tonight. Everyone's in. Steph's going to play. Jimmy's going to play. Draymond's going to play. But Anthony Slater asked him if the vets were going to go tonight, last night. Listen to the answer.
This was obviously kind of a fatiguing game, late tip. You're flying tonight. I mean, can you go with all your veterans tomorrow?
I don't know. We'll talk to Rick after. So it's a tough back-to-back, and, you know, that's why that's what makes this loss even more frustrating is that, you know, we're going to get into Houston at 3 o'clock, you know, whatever it is, because, you know, the NBA and its infinite wisdom makes us play an 8:45 game, and they clearly don't care about, you know, rest or player health. It's just ratings and all that stuff, so I get it. So everyone's got to do it. The whole league's got to do it. So it is what it is. We got to strap it up and get ready for tomorrow.
Yeah, okay, so he's got a point. He has a point. I wasn't even thinking about that as you and I are doing Warriors Live and boom, thing tips off at 6:30, and it was somewhere into the evening that you realize you're like, oh God, they're in Texas. That game didn't tip off until what, 8:45
yep.
local time?
Yep.
What are we doing? So he has a point, but that's not even what I want to get to tonight.
Well, they're staying in Texas.
Understood.
Pretty big state, though.
Understood. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I think they're going to get to their hotel room about 3 in the morning.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
And tonight's game is at... It's 4:30 here, so 6:30 there.
5 o'clock here.
My bad.
Yeah, so 7 o'clock there.
So basically,
regular.
It's about 15 and a half hours when you land until you have to play again, which really means about 9 hours until you land, till you have to be at the arena to get ready.
I'll never act like I know what it's like to be a professional athlete and what it takes to go into those games and then get on a plane. And I know that they've got millions of dollars and all of the best treatment and everything, but I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, you know, come on, pull your belt on and go to work. Here's what I want to get to, though. We as fans, and I wonder if the NBA, and I think they are aware of this, we are bombarded right now with, I don't want to play. We're bombarded with it. And I just want and wish that the NBA could figure a way out to stop bombarding the fans who love these games. We look forward to these games. We build our nights, in some cases, around these games. I text my sons at 3 or 4 o'clock, or sometimes even when I'm driving them to school in the morning. Hey, get your homework done early tonight. We got a game to watch. Let's have dinner. Let's sit down. Let's watch the game together. We love it. We love it like nothing else. Get the dog to curl up on the couch next to you. It's winter. It's raining outside. Let's curl up and watch the game together. There's nothing better than that. And it sucks, as we get ready for all of that, to constantly be bombarded by, we don't want to play. And that's what it feels like. It's what it feels like, Joel Embiid. And this constant, I don't know, does everyone else's phone do this? If you've got Underdog
yep.
or Prize Picks or whatever you've got on your phone, and just every hour, every afternoon, bzz, bzz, Zion's not playing, bzz, Tyrese Maxey's not playing, bzz, Kawhi's out, bzz, Anthony Edwards is out, bzz, 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 all day. And so there's just a messaging issue here. I'm not going to come at this the way we usually do, which is, you guys are wimps. Play. No, I just think there's a messaging problem. There's a PR issue here. As a league, you are feeding your customers with the constant idea of, we don't even want to be doing this. It stinks, man.
Yeah.
It stinks.
It stinks, and it is a problem that will never go away, because what are the fixes for NBA players not wanting to play 82 games? Well, just play less games.
Yeah.
Play fewer games.
They won't do that.
The owners won't do that because the owners want to make that money. And honestly, if you went to every player and said, you know what, we're going to go to a 60-game schedule, but you all have to give up one-fourth of your salary. So Steph, you're making 56. Now you're making 42.
Yeah,
sound
no.
good?
Nope.
No, absolutely not. And then, okay, you don't want to play back-to-backs. All right, guys, we're going to go from September to May, and then the playoffs will last until late July, and you'll get 6 weeks off for the summer, and we'll start again. No, we like our summer. We don't want that. So you don't want to give up games, and you don't want to give up your summer. What do you want?
You can stretch it out a little bit.
A little bit.
Can you change the calendar a little bit?
Like, how much are you talking a little bit?
I don't know. I'd have to do the math to see,
like... Do you think that players want to do that? So, already you have, like, Steph and those guys who had to play till mid-June, Father's Day, NBA Finals on Father's Day, and then you got to turn back around in September and show up to camp, and already they're like, well, boy, this offseason was sure short. And I get it. It's short, but players don't want to give up their offseason, and owners don't want to give up games, and players don't want to give up game checks. If you made it like, okay, if you don't play,
well,
then you don't get paid. So the only way you do this is the way they're doing it, which is, sorry, you got a back-to-back, and either you play or you don't play, you still get paid, and that's just the way it goes.
Yeah. I understand.
I know you understand.
I understand. And again, part of it is even just the idea of, I'm almost less mad about the fact that it happens. I'm more mad that everybody's talking about it all the time. Like, you're not doing a good job of promoting your sport. Like, and this is just an example. I'm not saying Steve did something wrong last night even. Again, I think he's got a point. And he was just making kind of a snide, sarcastic remark. He obviously doesn't like the way the NBA does it. And that's a fair place to come from, I think. At the same time, I just want to speak to the experience as a fan. It stinks to constantly be bombarded from an entertainment entity that we don't really want to do this. Like, imagine if we took this idea to anything else in the world of entertainment. Anything else. Like... it wouldn't even make sense.
Taylor Swift will not be appearing tonight. She's being load managed.
That's right.
In her place, Tina Shift.
Taylor performed last night.
Right.
So...
we're not doing back-to-backs.
Quick turnaround. Imagine if you did this on Broadway. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I'll be here. We're going to do the show. But did you realize, like, what if you started the show at 7 o'clock? And you came out, and before the show started, the star actor came out and said, I just want to let everybody know that we did a show this afternoon also. We did one at 2 o'clock, and I'm freaking exhausted. I'll do it, because y'all paid a lot of money to be here, but I just want you to know that I think that that stinks, and the schedule makers should do this differently.
In for Billy Joel tonight, Willie Bones. Uptown girl, oh boy. Billy, I'll be back tomorrow. We're living in an uptown world. Am I right? Oh boy.
Why does Billy...
I don't know.
Why does Billy Joel's backup have to be an old smoker?
It's Krusty the Clown is what it is. This bitch just keeps going. Oh boy.
Oh,
I'm a piano man. I can't play the piano, and I'm not really a man.
Boy. What a weird way to do entertainment.
Right?
Like, well, you know, can your guys perform tomorrow night? I don't know. Our parent company's a bunch of dummies. So tune in at 5 to find out. Just weird. It's weird.
It's beyond weird.
And it's
honestly,
frustrating.
It's offensive is what it is.
Well, but go ahead. I get it.
I'm just thinking about the old school, and we had Rick Barry on earlier today with Steiny and Goo, and you know, he was great. And if you look at Bill Russell, and I'm just thinking about the 60s where Bill played 38 minutes at home against St. Louis, and then the next night they were at St. Louis. He played 44 minutes, and I'm not positive it was a bus trip, but if it was a plane, it was probably a prop plane.
On coach.
Right.
Yep.
If that. And he played 44 minutes the next night, and then the very next night they played at Detroit, and he played 43 minutes. And the very next night, they were back in Boston. So home at St. Louis, at Detroit, home to Cincy, four straight games. He played every game. He played 38, 44, 43, and 29. And I know it wasn't the same high profile, high demand, blah, blah, blah. But the dude showed up four straight nights in three different cities to play basketball.
It's a good point. I'll also say this. One thing that I've learned through the years, don't fight the way new generations do things because you'll lose. Like,
I'm not fighting it. I'm just pointing out logistical human facts.
Right, but it ain't coming back. Do you know what I mean?
That. I know that.
Like, you're not gonna. I've learned this. Like, when you get to a certain age, you'll walk into a living room and you will see five people in front of a TV with none of them looking at the TV because they're all looking at their phones. And in some cases, they're texting each other. And you're like, do you guys have eyes? Can you look up? Can you look another human being in the eye and have a conversation? And they'll be like, what? And it drives you batty. But that's generational. You have to work with that frustration because it ain't going back.
I get it.
So I know what Rick Barry used to do. We could get into a full debate over whether it's fair that it's not that way anymore, but it's not. So I understand that players today are players today, whatever, the output of energy, who knows? But the analytics are what the analytics are. I'm more sort of like of the mind of how do you then speak to your customers, you know? And I think some do it as well as they can. Steph actually is at the top of the list. When he load manages on the road, he's sure to go find that crying child and sign something and take pictures or whatever and at least do the best that you can. But I think it's something for the league to look at. There's no one person I'm pointing at. It's the collective. I wonder if they even know. The messaging that the customer gets is that we don't want to be here.
Right.
And that's the worst thing that you can do in entertainment.
And what is the messaging that the customer is giving back to the league? Fine, we don't want to be here either.
Right.
So if you look at the NBA ratings, and I saw a report over the past week where Luka Doncic in his Lakers debut, 2 million viewers. It was one of the highest rated games of the season, and you could only draw 2 million viewers in a country of almost 400 million. So even your big, splashy Luka in LA debut moment, the majority of people in the country, and we're lucky here in the Bay Area, we have a product, an ownership, a coach, a star, a group, Jimmy, Draymond, Kuminga, whatever we have, it's special. But you go to the other 29 markets in this country and Toronto and Canada in the association and the majority of the fans, it's Yawn City. And it's a lot of it, Mark, because of what we're talking about where, and put aside the Warriors, because I do think that this situation is not a good one where, yeah, you could have played that game 3 hours earlier yesterday and you could have made it so they could have had at least a decent night of travel and sleep. But because the Warriors are marquee, you put them late and then you don't really care about the human part of it. But when you have that messaging as a general fan, your takeaway is, come on, guys.
Well,
all you have to do is dribble, dribble, shoot. Like, can Buddy Hield not go 1-for-9 on a short night rest, right?
I would hope.
Well, and so honestly, for me, the big takeaway is what you're saying. Like, the average person who's working probably 40 hours a week and maybe a second job and you're grinding and you're commuting and you're hearing millionaires complain about a short night of sleep to go play basketball, I think it's part of why we have a disconnect now among fans and the product.
Well, listen, here's what maybe even is a bigger concern. How many days in a row has somebody walked into this building and asked one another, on air or off, do you feel the buzz of NBA All-Star Weekend in town? And what does everybody say each time?
The what?
Exactly.
With the what?
If I'm the NBA, and this is real hard to say right now, because we are in sports radio, and we are the flagship station of the Golden State Warriors. But I want everybody to look around right now. I want the NBA to look at their flagship celebration of the sport globally and ask themselves this. What is the message that we are sending to our fans? What's the number one story of the day about the NBA All-Star game? What did we find out today at about 1:30 this afternoon?
No Steph v. Sabrina.
We don't want to be here. That's what you're telling your fans. I know Steph rented out Splash, and I know that there's a big party there. For some reason, Mark Grandy is the only human being on planet Earth who got invited. I don't know why. Good for you. He's going to report live and on Monday. We can't wait to talk.
Let's go to Grandy, half in the bag. It's called an ultra-exclusive party.
You're damn right it is. They looked at the whole building, and they're like, him, that guy, right there. We're going to want him there.
Need him there.
Okay. Be disrespectful, Will.
So Grandy is in there. Warriors Live. Hashtag. But I don't think they mean to do this. But what's the message that we're getting? Yeah. Mac McClung. So wait a minute. Why not you and you and you and you and you? What's their message? We don't want to be there.
Right.
We don't want to be there. And I'm just telling you, man, in entertainment, you can't do it. The NFL rules the world right now. And what do those guys do? They'll complain about the schedule. The Chiefs will be like, wait a minute, we're playing 3 games in 10 days and one of them's overseas? And the NFL's like, yeah. And you're like, well, that sucks, but we'll be there.
With my helmet.
Pads on. Yep. Let's play. I'm telling you, man, this is the most dangerous thing they got going right now is this message to the fans that we don't want to do this.
This weekend features Buddy, Mac, and Pat. Don't miss Buddy, Mac, and Pat at Chase Center. Pat. Yeah, exactly. I'm in the rising stars, even though I'm 28. I'm neither rising nor a star.
There's too many people who aren't getting your reference. But
those who aren't, it's fairly accurate.
Grandy, you're only laughing because we showed you the old SNL videos before the show. Yeah. Or you'd have no idea what he was doing right now.
Dibs is doing just another
He's
bit.
Not rising. He's not a star. He's Pat. I'm happy for the exposure.
Oh, that's uncomfortable.
Quite.
It is. Yeah. Okay. All right. Slam Dunk in Vegas contest is on. You want to be there?
Big time.
We want to be there. So check this out. Someone's going to win travel and accommodations for 4. That's the winner plus 3 guests to Las Vegas. And then when you get there, somebody's going to hand you $20,000. Yep, $20,000. And you'll stay at Circa. You all know Circa. This place is premium, okay? Las Vegas is premium sports viewing destination. And visit the biggest March Hoops party at Stadium Swim. It is the ultimate viewing experience for the first 2 rounds of the College Basketball Championship, which is on tap. And by the way, I don't know why they haven't put it in this read. I would imagine that if you really get ahead of yourself, you could also meet Dibs. Right?
Oh, I'm going to be there.
Yeah, I know you are.
Oh, yeah.
And winning is easy. All you have to do is download the free Odyssey app right now. You log in and you listen. That's it. You just listen for at least 1 hour each day, and that gives you a daily entry. You don't need to fill out anything or anything. Just listen for an hour, and every day you get another entry into this national contest. Download the Odyssey app now, and you could be headed to Vegas in March with $20,000. So, that's that.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
It's big.
I'm excited for this basketball game tonight. And I'm glad that at least the Warriors, if we're going to talk about messaging, like, it's wonderful. Okay, Steve, you got a point. Everybody's ticked off. You're not going to get enough sleep. But the other message is, this is urgent because all of the Warriors are in.
It's a must win, Mark. No. I mean,
it's not a must win.
No, but it's fairly big.
Gotta have it game.
I didn't know that they were playing Houston 5 times, and thank you for pointing that out, Grandy. And I guess the 5th of those 5 was the play-in, like, quarterfinal game that they, you know, the cockamamie in-season tournament game that they did.
You think the Warriors are favored tonight?
No, I don't think so, no.
Huh. What do you think the number is?
Probably 3.5.
Mm. Yeah.
Is Şengün playing?
I think the Rockets. Yes. Yeah,
everybody's. Oh, if the Goons playing, it's got to be Houston.
Van Vliet is Jabari Smith is out. Yeah, Kari Eason is out.
Jalen Green is in, and Şengün is in, and Steph is in, and Jimmy is in, and Draymond. They're in. They're in. It's a big game. Yeah.
You know who else is in? Dylan Brooks.
Dylan Brooks.
Oh, let's do this.
The Warriors are only a one-point underdog.
All right.
One-point underdog for this one. All right. Warriors live in a moment, plus your next chance to win a spot in the knockout tournament at Chase Center is coming up. Is today Thursday?
That's correct, right? Yeah.
So there's only four spots left.
Yeah, best day of the week.
Sure is.
Yep.
Four spots left to the knockout tournament. One of them is coming up in just moments. Warriors live and the knockout keyword were brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. This is Willard and Dibs.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.